It's 55 degrees, a little bit of a drizzle in Nashville. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Voter turnout in Nashville was low yesterday, with just over 38,000 people casting ballots in the local primary elections. In many situations, only Democrats were running, meaning it was a de facto election for the seats. On the school board, incumbents Berthina Naba McKinney and Cheryl Mays kept their seats. And other results in contested races, the Democratic winners who are headed to office include new County Clerk Sharon Hurt, new judges Don Diener and Corlitra Mance, who beat incumbents, re-elected Judge Jody Bell, and Circuit Court Clerk Joseph Day, who won by fewer than 400 votes. A new youth mental health crisis center in Nashville is now open 24 hours a day and has plenty of capacity to help more kids, at least for now. Diana Jackson of Mental Health Co-op is the nursing director and tells This Is Nashville host Blake Farmer that cost should never get in the way.
We actually run off of state grants. So if an individual comes into our emergency psych center, they will never get a bill for any of the services.
Oh, not just that, oh, well, you might be able to help out and cut your bill in half or something. There is not a bill.
Correct. There's no bill.
The center is located in North Nashville and has 15 beds. The rooms are designed to be safe for kids who may be at risk of hurting themselves. Children and teens do not need a referral. When they present at the crisis center, they can stay up to 5 days receiving intervention therapy. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org, including updates as Tennessee's special session on redistricting congressional seats continues.